While we were watching, a small green dot popped out of the ship's dot and drifted away from it. A ghostly number 2 drifted beside it, and a key projected on the display's lower left-hand corner identified it as 2, Pursuit Drone. Other numbers in the key identified the Masaryk 2, a planetary defense fighter, and 14 planetary defense drones. Those 16 ships were not yet far enough away from one another to have separate dots. The cat was rubbing against my ankle. I picked it up and stroked it. "Tell Hillebo to call a general assembly. Might as well break it to everyone at once." The men and women didn't take it very well, and I couldn't blame them. We had all expected the Taurans to attack much sooner, and when they persisted in not coming, the feeling grew that Strike Force Command had made a mistake and that they'd never show up at all. I wanted the company to start weapons training in earnest. They hadn't used any high-powered weapons in almost 2 years, so I activated their laser fingers and passed out the grenade and rocket launchers. We couldn't practice inside the base for fear of damaging the external sensors and defensive laser ring, so we turned off half the circle of gigawatt lasers and went out about a click beyond the perimeter, one platoon at a time, accompanied by either me or Charlie. Rusk kept a close watch on the early warning screens. If anything approached, she would send up a flare, and the platoon would have to get back inside the ring before the unknown came over the horizon, at which time the defensive lasers would come on automatically. Besides knocking out the unknown, they would fry the platoon in less than 0.02 of a second. We couldn't spare anything from the base to use as a target, but that turned out to be no problem. The first tachyon rocket we fired scooped out a hole 20 meters long by 10 wide by 5 deep. The rubble gave us a multitude of targets, from twice man-sized on down. The soldiers were good, a lot better than they had been with the primitive weapons in the stasis field. The best laser practice turned out to be rather like skeet shooting. Pair up the people and have one stand behind the other, throwing rocks at random intervals. The one I was shooting had to gauge the rock's trajectory and zap it before it hit the ground. Their hand-eye coordination was impressive. Maybe the Eugenics Council had done something right. Shooting at rocks down to pebble size, most of them could do better than 9 out of 10. Old non-bioengineered me could hit maybe 7 out of 10, and I'd had a good deal more practice than they had.